case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Justice isn't just a word, it's your right. We'll stand up for you when others can't. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll
put a sheet on it
every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon.
Put a sheet on it.
Or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles.
Put a sheet on it.
Maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
put a sheet on it with Bounce.
It's another far-fetched story from one person who can't be making it up.
Yeah, whatever.
It's Crockett on Froggy 101.
All right, let's kick off this three-part story. Part one here about my terrible weekend. So I had a feeling on Friday. I just had a feeling. I woke up Friday. I said something bad is going to happen to me this weekend. I don't know when it's going to happen, but I was convinced it was going to happen on Friday. So all day Friday, I was super careful. I was really vigilant. Just wanted to make sure everything was perfect. And guess what? Nothing happened to me. Saturday, I woke up and I said, man, I've beaten the bad omen. Nothing's going to happen now. And I went about my day. Now, if you don't know this about me, I will pass out at the sight of my own blood. If you're bleeding, I'm fine. I've talked about this before. If I have a major cut, like I'm talking paper cut, I'm fine. But like if it's a major wound, chances are I'm going to pass out. You can kind of see where this story is going. So Saturday rolls around, and every morning, Monday through Friday, I make a fruit smoothie. I put a bunch of fruit in a blender, blend it up, drink it. It's good for my health. Saturday and Sunday, I usually tend not to make the fruit smoothie. Well, Saturday, I woke up, got my hair cut, and I said, you know what? I'm going to make a fruit smoothie. I have already beaten this bad omen. Let's keep it going with some good health. So there I am. And I'm making my fruit smoothie. I finished the fruit smoothie and I say, you know what? I'm going to wash the blender. So, soap up the blender, getting it nice and clean. I clean the top. Now I'm holding the blender on the outside. It's a little slippery, a little soapy. I have a metal sink. And as I'm washing the blender, the glass, the giant glass blender, thick glass, it slips out of my hand, and my reaction immediately is to try and catch said glass blender, but it is slippery with soap, and it falls as I try and catch it, hitting the metal sink, and it shatters. It shatters in my hands. So I look down at my hands, and adrenaline is running at this point, so I feel no pain. But when I look down in the sink, the water's running, I notice there is a cut on the palm of my hand, and it's bleeding. So I immediately just cover it with my other hand and I grab a paper towel and I push it on my hand. Immediately, the paper towel is getting covered in blood and I start to panic because I will pass out if I see a bad cut on myself. I don't know why. It's just how I am. So I run to the bathroom to try and get a Band-Aid. Just by chance, on Monday, I cut myself, just a small cut, needed a Band-Aid, and I used the last one and I told myself on Monday, go to the store and buy some Band-Aids. Guess what I didn't do? Didn't go and buy Band-Aids. So now I have nothing. I'm panicking. I run back to the sink to rinse off the cut again. Again, I'm not trying to look at it, but I couldn't help myself. So I look at the cut. The cut looks bad. It looks bad to me. Skin is coming out of it. It's pouring blood. So quickly, I stop looking at it and I put pressure on it. I wash my hand and I notice now my right hand is covered in blood. So now it dawns on me, I have another cut on my right hand. Totally alone at my house. So now I'm worried because now I know there are two cuts somewhere on my hand and I don't want to pass out because, again, I'm by myself in my house. So I immediately just cover up my other hand. So now I have both of my hands wrapped up. I won't look at them and I panic. I don't know what to do. I can't drive. I know I'm going to pass out if I'm not careful because if I look at the cut again, I'm a goner. I could tell. So my friend's mom is a nurse. I say, okay, I will call them. I will have someone come get me. So I call. No one's answering. I'm calling. I call the house phone. I finally get someone. And I said, you need to come over here. I've cut my hand. I'm going to pass out. And at this point, I'm sweating. I'm pouring sweat because I know I know my signs of when I'm going to pass out. So I'm sweating. My hands are bleeding. And I'm like, you just need to come get me. You need to come get me. Give me to your house so your mom can look at my hands. They say, okay, hang on. They get to my house and they say, let me see your hands. At this point, again, I don't know what my hands, the state of my hands look like. Because if I see too much blood, I'll pass out. So I've just had them covered. Hope, and I have no bandages. I have no band-aids in my house. So I just have my hands wrapped in towels, hoping for the best. So I show the cuts and I don't look at them. My friend goes, you've got to be kidding. And I said, what? They said, I can't believe you called me over here and you didn't just drive to my house. I said, I'm telling you, I can't look at them. Just take me to your mom. See if I need a stitches or anything. No, you don't need stitches. Just take me. Just went to her house. Her mom looked at the hands. Well, she's a nurse. And she started laughing at me. I said, what's so funny? She said, you don't need a stitch at all. You just need a Band-Aid on both of your hands. Now, to be fair, they did both say it was a nasty cut. It was a nasty cut. It was bleeding. In fact, the mom told me, go in the sink and just wash it out. When I took the towel off and the water hit and I saw the blood, I told her, I'm going to pass out again. I'm going to pass out. And she quickly sat me down. The whole time they're laughing at me because, listen, now that we've gotten the Band-Aids on, and again, all I needed was a Band-Aid, both of them. The one on my right hand is just a very small sliver. The one on my left, to be fair, is a pretty nasty cut. It is pretty nasty. It was pretty deep, but it wasn't big enough for a stitch. I've had a Band-Aid on it since Saturday. It's pretty much healed now. It's not healed. It's closed. It still needs a wrap around it. But by all means, what I set you all up for was nothing. Had I had a Band-Aid, I probably could have just put a Band-Aid over it and I would have been fine. Regardless, it was horrifying. I almost passed out three times, but I'm safe. I'm happy to say I'm safe. No stitches were needed and the cut is almost fully healed.
Afternoons with Crockett, 3 to 7 on Froggy 101.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Justice isn't just a word, it's your right. We'll stand up for you when others can't. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.